I put the good things in a higher place simply because of their value. You are valuable to God, and I'm going to prove that to you. And it didn't just start when you got here. It started long before you even knew who you really were. Jeremiah chapter 1, I want to give you some insight. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, to tell you just how much God loves you. And just if I was going to put a title on this vitamin, is you're different. Yes, you're different. You're different. Yes, you're different. Watch this. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Here's what proves the love of God for all of us. That even before we were formed within the belly of our parents, before our parents dated, before our parents were born, before they had that magical night that created each and every one of us, the Bible says God knew us. God knows us. Him being God, he goes backwards in time and forwards in time. And God saw all of the mistakes we would make, but he still loved us enough to release us into the world. That's why I no longer take the time to try to hide my flaws from God, because he knows each and everything about me. Can you just wrap your mind around that? All of the things that we've done, all of the things we've been through, God knew them before we knew who we were, and he still released us into the earth. Before we were formed in the belly, God knew you. He knew your ups, your downs, the ins, your outs. I want you to share that with someone who thinks that their life is too broken, too dirty, too scarred to give it to God. You need to tell them God already knows who you are. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee. That word sanctified in Hebrew simply means I prepared you and I set you apart. Everything that you come in contact with, the challenges that you come in contact with, God has already prepared you. You just don't understand it. You just don't know it. That's why if you look back over your shoulder, over your personal history, and you look through the things that were supposed to destroy you, and you're still here, it proves the Word of God is active and powerful in your life. That you were prepared for the tragedies. You were prepared for the drama. You were prepared to hold up the weight of the mistakes of our lives. Why? Because God prepared you even before you got here. That once again proves the love of God. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before I came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Pastor, you're getting crazy now. Me, a prophet? No. Let me explain to you what that means. What God is saying, I have gifted you with a voice to tell everybody of the power of God active in your life. The greatest thing that you have, you've been sitting on it for a long time, and that's your testimony. The things that you have survived, the things that make you who you are, the things that when you close your eyes, tears run down because you just can't believe God would have allowed you to survive and make it through some of the things that you've been through. It says here that God has prepared you to share what you have endured, what you have suffered, and you're still here in your right mind with a smile on your face. And let me share something with you in closing. There is a different definition for me from scars. Scars don't just say that you've been hurt. Scars say that you've been hurt, you're healed, and you're continuing to go forward. When I see the scars on my arms and legs from all that I've gone through, from the cuts, from the scrapes, from everything that I've been through, the scars simply remind me of what I survived. So the dark times in your life simply remind you of what you have survived. The God that we serve knew you before you knew you, prepared you before you even got here, and gave you a testimony to share with somebody else. Now, family, I'm getting ready to let you go. What you're holding on to is going to be a blessing in someone else's life. People just look at you now and they think, man, you got it going on, and look at what's going on in your life, all of the swag, all of the power upon you. But I promise you, if you just ever take a moment and open up where you've been and what you've gone through, you're going to bless somebody's life tremendously. You're different. You'll never get away with what everybody else gets away with simply because of the value upon your life, and God's going to use you to do great things in the earth. He's been working on you before you even knew you. That's how much he loves you. I want you to tell somebody today, just find that one part of your testimony and share with someone and tell them, Pastor told you to do that, and I guarantee you, you're going to encourage somebody's life today. Let's pray. God, you are awesome and mighty, and there is none like you. Father, I find you to be the God that speaks the right thing at the right time in the right circumstances. I find you, God, to be a foundation. I find you to be the lifter of our heads, God. But I also find in your word that you never leave us without something to encourage us. I thank you, God, for loving me in the midst of my drama, my mess. I thank you, God, for preparing me. I thank you for setting all of us apart and putting something in us to encourage someone else's life. So now, God, I pray today that you would create an opportunity for those who are on this call to share just a little bit of their testimony. It's going to bless someone at the right time, at a point of need when they really needed a word. So, God, continue to bind us together, and for this I will bless you. I ask for traveling mercies upon those who are traveling on today, your hand of protection all around them, and give them peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Family, you're different. Stop trying to be ordinary. You'll never get away with it. I'm so glad we had this time to spend together. It's time to go, y'all. Repost this video and watch you encourage somebody else from what you've done. I love you. Let's get out of here. Let's go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. I'm out of here like the bugs when the lights come on. All right? Peace.